Folks, Dan Friel here with your market update for February 18th, 2025. So there's really not much news out today, so let's get right to it. So here's what we have in the economic calendar for this week. So we have Monday that's already over with. There's nothing there. We have on Tuesday, we have a couple of Fed officials talking, so that's going to maybe skew the market a little bit. We have on Wednesday, we have building permits. That's it there. And then on Thursday, we have some initial jobless claims and continued claims. That's really the only data that we have out this week. So let's get over to it. Here's what's really taking effect this week. It's all this stuff. Treasuries tick as they're waiting clues from the U.S. economy. Then we have Russia-Ukraine. We have the Middle East issues still. We have Doge concerning everybody. We have the Department of Homeland Security. All the departments on the government are on their ear right now. And that's what's skewing the markets. So here's my take on a lot of this. Here's what I think is, and I don't have any interviews this today, any films for you. Here's my take on it. This is going to be a huge interruption in our government with Doge in the Trump administration. Short term, long term, I think it's going to do very well. Now, I'm not going to get political. I think a lot of the fat in the government needs to be taken out. And you know, a lot of times they'll say, okay, that's only 2 million or 5 million or 12 million. It all adds up to a lot of money. Okay, so if we strip out that, because the reason why rates are so high right now, we have way big of a deficit. Okay, why do we have a deficit? Because the government doesn't bring up in enough money than they spend. Okay, if you and I did that, we'd have to put it on a credit card, and eventually we'd just have to file bankruptcy if we pay bills. The federal government just keeps increasing their credit lines. Okay, so what happens at some point is we have to stop increasing those credit lines, and that's what the administration's trying to do. If you like it or not, that's the biggest proponent they're trying to do, because last week they came in and the Treasury Secretary came in and he said, we're not going to concern ourselves with the Fed any longer. We're going to focus in on the 10-year Treasury. And that's why they're taking a really hard stab at a lot of these where they're spending their money. That's the take on it. Okay. So the news that we have out today, there, like I said, there's really nothing across the board. So if we look at the equity markets, it's kind of a mixed equation through here. We have, not really much moving at all. I think people are just sitting back saying, okay, how's all this going to play out? How's the Russia-Ukraine thing going to play out? How's the Middle East going to play out? And how's all this Doge stuff going to play out? So until it's going to be big volatility. I'm surprised the VIX right now is down. VIX tells us the anxiety level on Wall Street. So it's in the green right now, or it's actually up right now. My apologies. It's up right now. That's telling us the Wall Street's a little bit nervous. When you go over through the rest of the markets, it's flat. Let's get to the oil market to see what it's doing. It's up 1%. Oil prices extend gains after Ukraine drone strikes its supply. So there's still a ton. Look at all this distortions, okay? So this is what the economy and this is what the markets are trying to understand is saying, okay, what's going to happen with all this? So when there's uncertainty, you have a lot of people doing this, nothing, right through here. There's not much going on in the stock market right through here. And the bond market, let's see what the bond market's doing right now. It's uptick. So that's not good for us because as yields go up. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right through there. Let's get over to the bond market. Let's see what the reaction or what it's actually doing today based on no information. And here's what I want you guys to understand too. If we go back out to like a 3-month chart, rates are basically the same as where they were 3 months ago. Here's the chart of the MBSs, okay? So if we start over here at the side, let's get over here, you're right through there, okay? See my screen? And you scroll. 3 months later, we're basically right there on the same line. If we break it down to a 1 month, we're basically a little bit better in rates than we were a month ago. And again, as this goes up, rates come down. Let's look at the last 5 days. This is nuts. Okay, so this is what happened last week. So this is where if you just call into a real estate, or if you're looking to buy a house or maybe looking to refinance, if you locked in right here, your lender did you a disservice. Okay, what's happening? Again, how we figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. When this is going down, rates are going up. Okay, when this is going up, rates are coming down. A lot of people probably freaked out and put in their applications right through here, and their mortgage loan officer didn't know any better. They're just like, okay, we'll lock in. Well, they should understand the markets, and this is where we come into play. I do this every day, all day long. I don't do videos for a living. I actually am a mortgage loan officer. So if you lock, maybe a little bit of a better reprieve for you on rates, reach out to us. We'd love to help you, and I'll give you all my information at the end of the video. So a 2-day trend, this is where we were last week. Here's Friday's right through here, and here's where we started today. So you can see that tick down. So rates opened up this market When you go down, again, rates are going up. So the market opened up a little bit today. So again, this is what's going on with rates today. They're all over the map. So this is where you need to focus in on. It's not only, you know, do we have the programs and at that time we had the rates, but is your person you're working with actually following up with you in the background, checking, you know, what's going on with rates? How, what's coming down the pike? Should we lock? Should we float? Things like that. It's kind of like your financial advisor. When should you buy that stock? Think of this. You're probably spending $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. You need to know who you're working with. Okay. So let's get over to this. About me, what we do, and why you might want to reach out to us. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, I'll give you that in a second. But if you're out there looking to buy for your first house, maybe even looking to refinance, I need you to do one thing. Go to optoutprescreener.com. This is my customer service announcement. You know how you signed up for the do not call list? Well, how about signing up for do not sell my pull your credit? Any mortgage company pulls your credit. That data, the credit agency sells your data to other financial institutions. If you want to stop that, go to optoutprescreener.com, scroll down below, and you're going to pick the triple option. When you're going to click here, it's going to take you to this screen. You're going to go down through here and permanently opt out, opt you out. And you can do that by permanently, or you can do it electronically. Over 5 years. Do this because it's electronically. This might be become a royal pain in the ass because it's a mail. So go ahead and click this 5-year term so you get off the do not sell my financial data list. So often who I am, what do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states. Yeah, I said all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the unique thing about us. I work at People's Bank. Banks, I'm licensed everywhere. The cool thing about us is, and the reason why I joined that that bank, is they're growing and growing and growing. They want to become one of the country's largest mortgage brokers, and that's what we're going to help them do. So currently, we're set up with over 30 different lenders. So what does that mean to you? Well, think of it this way. You've decided to buy that first house. So now you're like, okay, what do I do? I'm going to call this bank and then that credit union with and all the, and you probably are going down a rabbit hole. Reach out to us. I'd love to help you basically take you from application to keys in your hand. And again, do we offer the programs? Absolutely. I can have all my programs as well as 30 other lenders. We can offer you their programs and their rates. Where else can you do that? If you can do that on your own, God bless you. I wish you luck. If you need our help, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you. How do you do that? Then you can put in your application right through here. Just click the Apply Now button. Really don't want you to do that. We'd rather you schedule a consultation with us right here. Schedule a one-on-one consultation or scroll down to the bottom and you're going to find our information right down through here. Where this phone number keeps going up and down, and I have no idea. I was already on the phone with them this morning to figure out why my phone system isn't working once again today. So if you really need our help, please reach out to me. Just send me an email. Give me your question and your contact information. I'd love to get back with you and answer any questions that you have in the event that our phone lines are still down. So be patient with us. We're working on it, but if you really need our help, please shoot me an email or just go on our application and schedule a consultation with me. Right through here. So that's our report for today. I'll be back later today to kind of go over what happened for the day and then think it's going to happen over the next maybe month or two based on the data that we have out currently. So thanks for watching, folks. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe down below and check it out. So every time I post a video, get an alert. Take care. See you later today at the closing bell. Bye-bye.